play tennis in 0TR.
I'm not, then. Don't call me Shirley.
Don't call me late for supper. You said you was too quick. I'm sitting here eating some cottage cheese and tomato and yellow pepper mixed in with it. Oh, well, I tell you, it's like an oven out there in our carport. That tin roof don't help anything, I'm sure. Showing 84 degrees, 55% humidity. Northwest wind is 4 to 9. I'm surprised it's out in the northwest, but it is. I guess that's where the storm's going to be coming from anyways later today.
So, I finished all my yard work. Started, I don't know, around 11 or so this morning, and finished at 2. But, you know, I had to do all the weed eating and edging and all that stuff, too. I got all that done, so thank goodness. I wanted to get it done before it rained.
I haven't been raised right. That weed eating and edging belongs to the women folk. Ain't that right, Bernice?
Huh? If you want it done right.
If you want it done right.
Well, I mean, you know, she wants to come over and show me how it's done. That's fine. My wife she just couldn't do it. She's still having a tough time recovering from the COVID after effects. After about 10 minutes of exerting herself, she just runs into a brick wall. She just can't keep going.
Yeah, Bernice said that's sad, and that is. I'm sorry to hear that, Dave. That's rough. Well, I just slap Bernice around once a week, whether she needs it or not, and she don't sass me anymore after 53 years.
No, I believe that. I'd be coming to your funeral or visiting you in the hospital or something.
If you ain't got it on video, it didn't happen.
Yeah, that's kind of far-fetched. Not only couldn't I wouldn't, but I'm afraid she slapped me around. If she didn't, the daughter would. Being the fullback on the National Women's Football League, you know. Oh, so who's that in there? You throw a call sign out.
URCL, it's Russell Tom. I just got back in the car, heard y'all talking, and I was like, there ain't no way if he ain't got on video. It didn't happen.
The youngsters nowadays, video's everything, Dave. You got to be careful.
You know, they bring those phones out, you know, when the police are involved. I tell you, it's just amazing that the phones just come out of the trees. It's crazy. Trying to shift gears and talk at the same time. We got a motorcycle coming up behind me. Maybe you won't be too upset with me. I get up and go. Sort of got up and went there for a second.
Oh, yeah. I know about the cell phones. Whole time I was working emergency services, there'd be people crawling out of the trees and out of the ditches and everything to video everything that was going on. I always made it a point to pick my nose and scratch my butt real good, you know. That looked real good on video, but it is what it is. You wanted to capture it, so you get it all.
Boy, I'm going to put a star on the wall for you there, Russell. Well, I'll tell you what, I never last. And matter of fact, I just sent a check to the Greenville County Sheriff's Association there. Well, I was going to mail it today, but we forgot to go to the post office. And those are good people. And if they started videoing me when I was doing my job, they'd be taking their teeth home in a doggy bag. But you can't do that nowadays, unfortunately. I'm not a fan of social media, guys, if that tells you anything. I'm an old goat, and I'm going to stay that way. Anyways, on a happier note, it is sultry. It says it's 85, and it's going to be 88. Or it feels like 88 today. And I met Daniel, wasn't it, British? Yeah. Went down at the Willis's there getting some of that $3.39 non-ethanol gas for the lawnmowers. And I'd never met him before. He drives a beer truck. And he just walked over to me, seen my tag, and shook hands with me. So it's always nice to meet somebody new. Go ahead, Dave. This is N0TR.
I'll strike up a conversation with somebody, complete stranger at the, you know, the gas pump, I was asking a guy the other day about his truck, if he liked his truck. He had a nice new pickup. I can't remember if it was a Ram or a Ford. I don't even remember, but anyway, it was nice looking, and you could tell it was brand new, and of course, he said he was enjoying it, but every now and then, you'll run into, a fellow ham radio operator that you haven't, never have met before. That's the way it goes sometime. KP4CBA, go ahead, Russell.
Yeah, well, gentlemen, I am pulling into the driveway, so I'm going to slide in here in the air conditioning and get cooled off for a little bit. Enjoy talking with you. It's good to hear both of you. It's K2RCU, and I'll be clear.
73's Russell. I'm glad you made it home safely. Have a good day. This is N0TR. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, enjoy the rest of your evening here, and I just picked up my pony from the Ford place. They fixed it, and we're headed to this new Mexican place out on Wade Hampton. Can't think of the name of it, but anyway. It's really good. I can't think of the name of it. Doggone it. It'll come to me in a minute. Go ahead, Tom.
Hear them pipes on that. You got to come up here and let me take you down to my neighbor's and let you hear his pipes. I'm telling you, you'd go nuts. Well, what was the problem with that old recycled Dodge?
My pony that way.
Off the first letter.
One of the tire pressure sensors went out, and I had it replaced, and even though I have a real thorough extended warranty, they don't cover anything to do with tires. I don't know why they wouldn't cover a TPMS sensor, but they don't. So they fixed it. I got it back, and a week later, it came on again. The fault came on again, and then it went back off, and then it stayed off about a week or so, and then it came on and stayed on. And so I just told him, I said, you know, these things are 9 years old. The batteries are going dead in them, and I said, just replace the other three, and let's be done with it. so that's what they did.
It's expensive. I know I used to work on the machine that tested those things from Siemens, and I never worked on it much. Don't misunderstand me. It was a machine that I didn't see in operation a whole lot, and it wasn't my machine to work on. I just had to occasionally look at the electronics on it or something. Or usually it was a conveyor or something. And I think our price was like $39 for them, and that was what we got as an OEM, you know. So I don't know what they cost. Usually they just replace the O-rings and that on them, don't they, Dave? Don't they have a kit?
Well, the TPMS sensor on the Mustang, anyway, on this year, 12 Mustang GT, sits right under the, at the end of the tire valve, and just inside the tire. So some of them are strapped and on the center of the rim by a long, like a giant screw clamp, and this particular one on my car are right at the valve stem.
For each at a dealership.
I paid just over $300. It's about $100 a piece, parts and labor.
Yeah, that's a hit, but I'm not surprised. And it's something that would be aggravating if it failed. Never thought about the batteries in them. I should have, because ours is a 2011, so that may be happening. I'm sure there are probably lithium ions in there.
Think about it. I mean, 9 years for a battery that's having to transmit information constantly, because it doesn't know when the car is not running and when it's and when it is running. So when you think about that, you know, it held up pretty good for the last 9 years, I think.
Probably sort of like the, and I don't know, I would say it's a lot like this Accurite weather station. It transmits from the weather station out on the pole at intervals, and the intervals are very, very short pulse widths, and it's in the 70 centimeter range, actually, if I'm correct. And it's just not a constant thing, but, you know, when you're transmitting 400 megacycles, you can get a lot of information there in a few milliseconds. So it's amazing how long these batteries do last. I heard the guys discussing these batteries earlier, and Andy was saying something about using them in airplanes and that, and I saw a picture of a bunch of cars the other day from Paris, and they were taxi cabs, and they were going to implement all these electric cars, and they were all sitting out in the junkyards because the batteries were dead, and they couldn't get rid of them because of the toxicity of the contents of them. So it cost more for the battery than it did to replace the car, so they just did away with that theory.
I was having to concentrate on pulling out on the way to Hampton. I was making a left turn across three lanes of traffic here, and I missed the last part of that. Would you mind repeating that whole thing? I would appreciate it.
This is NGRL TR. No problem, Dave. Safety first. just kick the volume down and go. We can always make that up. Your lives are more important. I said I saw a picture. In fact, I sent it to Phil. And it showed a bunch of taxi cabs that Paris had adopted that were electric. And when it got to the end of cycle for them, I think probably 10 years. I know the guys at Toyota tell me that they don't start seeing the Priuses come in until way after 10 years. But they last that long. But I was thinking they didn't used to use lithium ion. They used nickel metal hydrides, at least for a while. But I assume lithium now. But these batteries in Paris was going to cost more than the cars did to replace, Dave. But then due to the toxicity of the batteries, there was nothing they could do with them. So they just idled them out in a pasture someplace in a junkyard, and they're just sitting there because it costs more to replace the car than it did the battery.
Our daughter and son-in-law bought a Prius. They didn't used, and they didn't consult me, or I would have told them not to buy it, but because it was, I think it was about 8 years old when they bought it, and I knew that fuel cell wasn't going to last much longer, and it didn't. And they wound up paying some guy to rebuild the thing, so I never ever heard of that. And so they, but the car never worked right after that. I don't think they got a good deal, you know, getting it rebuilt. Yeah, that's the choice that they made instead of buying a new one.
It's NGLTR. Yeah, I went right along with you, Dave. However, they have an impeccable record in Consumer's Guide and that. Everyone I ever talked to, Bernice is over here rattling French fries, frozen ones. Everyone I ever talked to just loved them. And I think it was Gary, KI4DOS. And I'm not positive about that. But who was it, Bernice? It wasn't Gary. Okay, I take that back. But somebody in the club had one, and they'd been all over the United States and Alaska and everywhere else with it. And they was on their third one, and they wouldn't have anything else. And the gas mileage is phenomenal. It's in the 50s, and the reliability is phenomenal, and their five-star crash record. I find that hard to believe because you don't have much meat on the sides of those things as far as I'm concerned. But that's probably the best one out there because it's been out there the longest and tested the longest. And Toyota's noted for their reliability. So I considered it, but they don't have enough beef in the car after getting hit that time, broadsided, for us. And, you know, safety's paramount. So that's why we got the Avalon.
Well, I'm sure it's a nice car. I'm not real big on hybrids. I just, you know, that's a subject for another day, being a mechanic. but anyway, I'm sitting here. It's Tipsy Taco. So Wade Hampton, where am I? Is this 14 or 357? I don't know. It's either on the corner of 14 or 350. It's where the highway department is. It's right in front of the highway department. So faces Wade Hampton. But anyway, I got to run in. My wife's in there waiting on me. Talk to you later, KP4CBA.
Okay, Dave. Say hi to the wife. Yeah, that's Darlington Road, and that's the DOT over there, or the DMV, I should say. Stay away from the tipsy part of those tacos. That place must be great. It's always packed in 73s. This is NZ0TR clear.
4 HKX, mobile.